בסייעתא דשמיא אדוני, שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך. Let's talk about the mitzvah of hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is our obligation to make an effort. Somebody's sick. Hishtadlus could be going to the doctor, taking medication. Somebody needs to live, so they gotta get a job. Somebody needs to find a spouse. They need to make efforts to try to do that, etc. If we believe with a full heart that Hashem exclusively runs the world, Hashem doesn't need you to go to work to get food on the table. And if we believe that Hashem does need us to do that, that is tantamount to idol worship. The Bir Halacha, right at the beginning of the whole Mishnah Berurah, brings in the name of the Sefer HaChinuch that when we rely on any other force, we depend in any way on any other force, that is idol worship. When we think that our going to work is going to provide our food on the table, not Hashem, it's the going to work, that is idol worship. We are learning about our reason for existence, having emunah, growing in emunah. It's very hard. Now, this is a big challenge, but the reason it's a big challenge is because our purpose in this world is to be challenged, overcome the challenge, and merit the world to come. What is the challenge? The challenge is you see someone goes to work, he comes home with money. Now he's able to put food on the table. On the other hand, someone doesn't make an effort, they don't get money, and they don't have food on the table. So it seems quite logically clear that if you want food on the table, the way it gets there is by you going to work. That is avodah zarah. Full stop. So what is hishtadlus? It's so confusing. If Hashem runs the show completely, why do I need to make an effort? We can suggest perhaps why, and different reasons are suggested, but ultimately it doesn't matter why. Whether I understand Hashem's mitzvah or I don't understand the mitzvah, I do it. Do I know the ins and outs of why there is a mitzvah to lift up arba minim, the four species on Sukkot, or to eat matzah on Pesach? All mitzvahs, in fact, the commentaries say we don't understand. Sometimes we understand one reason, but there could be 5 million reasons for that mitzvah. So we are completely not understanding the full extent of the mitzvah. So in the same way, the mitzvah of hishtadlus is a mitzvah. I have to do it. Of course Hashem provides for me. But if I really believe with emunah that Hashem provides for me, it should kind of be a difficult mitzvah almost. Like, why do I need to work for money? That's so weird. I'll do it. Hashem said I have to do it. But it's weird. Hashem provides for me. One explanation of why Hashem commanded us to do this is because when we make efforts, we're able to cover up and hide the fact that it's Hashem. What that means to say is that if we didn't do hishtadlus and Hashem just gave us everything automatically, like is actually happening in essence, where would the test be? We would all just believe in Hashem. You need food, you go to hisboidus, you say, Hashem, I'm really hungry, I have no other way to get food, please give me food. It would be an obvious go-to. Now that we have another way to do it, we don't turn to the obvious go-to. That is, like Sefer HaChinuch says, avodah zarah. Idol worship, we're relying on something else instead of Hashem. What's important to highlight is that the Mesilas Yesharim says that when we do hishtadlus, it has absolutely zero impact on our results. The way he explains it is that hishtadlus is a tax. When I pay tax, it does not help me one iota to bring in more income. It's just an obligation that I have to pay. Nothing to do with generating income. In the same way, I have an obligation to pay hishtadlus. It will not help me one iota to bring in one more penny than Hashem has decreed, but I have an obligation to do it. Same as a tax. We got to do it, but at the same time, we've got to be absolutely clear that the hishtadlus has zero impact on the outcome. And therefore, when hishtadlus is no longer an option, such as if somebody's sick and there is no more treatment to do, etc., we've got to feel completely calm because anyway, Hashem is the one running the show, 100%, not 99%. We don't have to help Hashem. And we're absolved of any hishtadlus now because there's no more hishtadlus to do. We need to internalize that ishtadlus is an obligation, a tax, completely independent of any results. Results are 100% exclusively from Hashem. This is why we're alive, to believe with emunah that vehu levadoi, Hashem alone does everything in our life. Exclusively. Nothing else. Ein od milvado.